Now, Sports Talk with Broads. Here's Hunter Brody.
What is going on, everyone? It's always, always fun when Howie Roseman speaks to the media alongside Nick Sirianni. So what was said? We'll talk about it. If you are new to the channel, smash that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up button as well. We have a ton of fun here at Broads Media. We break down Philadelphia sports every day. So come join the party. If you're looking to buy tickets to go to any NBA, NHL, NFL games, you can use promo code Broads at SeatGeek's checkout page for $20 off. So you know when you see those fees and you go, what the hell is that? Don't worry about it. I got it covered for you. Promo code Broads, SeatGeek's checkout page. Get yourself to a game today. And then lastly, TikTok at Broads Media. We're having so much fun. I can't wait to continue to build over on TikTok. So toss me a follow there. With that, enjoy the show. What is going on, everyone? Welcome on into Sports Talk with Broads. We just completed the Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni end of the year press conference, and I thought it went exactly how I thought it would, right? You have Nick Sirianni praising Jalen Hurts and saying that he's our guy. He knows where he stands. He's our guy. We have Howie Roseman committing to Jalen Hurts for the offseason, saying he took the bull by the horns. We're excited about what he can be. He obviously still needs to develop. And how do you put him in a better position to succeed? Well, you add good players around him so he feels more comfortable and, you know, you just got a better roster all around, which will naturally help out the team and the coach and the quarterback position as a unit. So that's basically the message. And it did seem they went over the top to make sure it's well documented that, look, we are okay with Jalen Hurts the player. And there's probably a methodical approach with that. I think it's pretty clear that just because someone says something, it doesn't automatically mean that's how the future is going to play out. We witnessed Carson Wentz get traded as soon as Howie mentioned he's like fingers to a hand, fingers to a glove, glove to a hand, whatever the hell he vomited out of his mouth. Carson Wentz was gone very, very, very nearly right after that, very close after, very, very soon after that. So with that said, you know, you could say all you want right now, but if Russell Wilson is on the phone, not him specifically, but if a trade or a talk or some dialogue is happening about Russell Wilson, you bet your ass that Howie Roseman will totally pick it up and see what's up. Same with Deshaun Watson, and same with any other quarterbacks that possibly might be available and on the market. And I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. Here's where I do fault some of the individuals out there that are so disgusted with some of these words, thinking, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Howie's an idiot. Howie's a moron. So I'm never going to trust a word he says. That's what a good general manager would do. I'm going to be honest with you. And I like Chris Ballard, and I like the Indianapolis Colts, but what they did when they didn't make the playoffs, and they had that knee-jerk reaction, they poured their emotions out there, you got Twitter videos of the owner 5 feet from a jet where you can't even hear what the hell is coming out of his mouth, but they just threw Carson Wentz under the bus, they annihilated him, said he needs to just be better with layups, and sure, his talent is there, I don't know if he's gonna be here, I don't know what player is going to be here, not just Carson Wentz, but I don't know any players that's going to be here. They let the emotions get the best of them, and I'll take some sort of messages, and I'll take some sort of, we got to peel the layers back to see if he's lying or not compared to the alternative. See, there is now, and I believe that, look, all said and done, the higher percentage chance is Jalen Hurts is here, and that is their quarterback next season. That's the most probable situation that we're going to witness for next year's Eagles team. But what this did, and the way that they told the world, not just Eagles fans, not just Eagles media, but the National Football League media and everybody else involved, executives around the league, general managers around the league, that we're okay with this. If this is what we have next season, based off of what we saw this year, I'm thrilled, and let's go. Let's put those uniforms on, and let's go win some football games. You don't think that that plays a role in conversations down the road? You don't think that that matters when there's dialogue with other GMs and trade conversations? This is all one big thing, right? It's one big snowball effect that follows, and it's a domino effect where it all matters. So, just in case there is a Russell Wilson convo, he could, dude, did you hear what I said? I'm okay with Jalen Hurts. You think I'm giving you all three first round picks? So this matters. And say what you want about the lack of drafting throughout some of these seasons and the poor, poor execution. There is something that Howie Roseman does very well. Multiple things, may I add. One of those is trades. He can pull him off. Sam Bradford getting rid of Carson Wentz. He can do it. There's a psychological effect here, too, that we can't pretend isn't a part of this. Now, once again, let's be clear. That's more if the hypothetical is brought up and somehow, some way, there is a Russell Wilson tie or somebody else. There is a tie to the quarterback possible trade or possible pickup in the offseason. Deep down, I think they are going to move forward with Hurts. Deep down, I think that is the trajectory they want to go down because they talked about this still being a rebuild, this still being a situation where you're shifting and gearing into a new direction as an overall roster to get back to where we want to be. So it's obvious there's flaws here, and there's a good way of fixing those flaws while utilizing Jalen Hurts and utilizing those assets to pick up those pieces to plug in where you need them to be. Now, with that said, and I know we're kind of bouncing around here with it, but Howie also brought up the fact that he'd be willing to trade back into next season and next offseason and kind of do what they did this year where they compiled a bunch of picks. Now, it might not necessarily be three picks because they're still going to utilize some of these available options to get young talent to help out this team. But if they can set themselves up for multiple first round picks next year as well, maybe trade one of these out. Let's do it. And I like that too. See, I like a lot of their options, and their options make sense. I can get behind every direction they go by or go down. I guess at this point, though, it's execution. Because they're set up for many different paths. One, keep Jalen Hurts, build around him. Two, go get yourself a stud quarterback, veteran quarterback with your assets. Three, trade back and do a combination of both. Set yourself up nicely for next draft in case Jalen Hurts isn't the guy. And then you have acquired some potential damage to trade up and land one of these quarterbacks in next year's draft class coming out of college football because there hasn't been too much hype generated towards some of the players available this year. They're nice. People say some nice things about them, but not like we've seen in other years. So, if you rock with Hurts, find out there's not enough growth for our liking, and you trade back some of your picks this year into next year, you have the firepower to go land your guy. And don't just pick a player this year because, oh, any player's better than Jalen Hurts. I can't stand Hurts. He's not a quarterback. We got to get someone better, so just go pick somebody. That's foolish. And I've actually heard that reaction. So all around, you know, I feel that it does seem like there's a good tone. It does seem like there's a good message being delivered. And look, Nick Sirianni early on had a putrid message his first press conference. Now here we are, and we're excited about the future of what Nick Sirianni can be. So my point is, just because it sounds a certain way, it doesn't mean that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. Because execution matters. And Nick Sirianni executed a good enough game plan this year. While there were flaws, and we can nitpick how long it took to get to a certain area of our liking, But then I can make the argument that all offseason long, you build a certain offense to pretend like it doesn't matter after 2 weeks and you're going to scrap the entire thing and not give it a fighter's chance to actually succeed is also silly and also goofy, but you got to find your balance. And he probably waited too long on it and held too true to what he wanted to try and run before establishing, hey, maybe there's a better way to utilize this offense and maximize our players' best skill sets and maximize this roster strengths, which is the offensive line and their ability to plow through defensive linemen the way that they do. But Nick Sirianni, the execution throughout the season got better and better and better and better. He ended up getting outcoached by a veteran staff, but that's besides the point. Execution mattered throughout the season. He did enough to intrigue us. So I like the message right now by Howie and by Nick Sirianni, but it's about the execution to this point. What are they going to do at the wide receiver position? Spare me, Nick, about Jalen Reagor and what he could be as a wide receiver three. He's a player's coach. He's going to have everybody's back. He's young. He's new at this thing, and that's the style that he is. But please, there's no reason to go into depth on what Jalen Reagor is and try and sell us something that we know he isn't. Just move along, my friend. Just keep going. Praise your Devontae Smiths. Praise your Quez Watkins. Stop there. Please. And Howie touched on that as well with Reagor. They had some conversations. He's not where we want him to be. He ain't going to be anywhere close to where we need him to be. So his ass should be shipped out of town. And I thought Ruben Frank put up an interesting post on NBC Sports Philadelphia about some of the players that should not be back next year. Jalen Reagor is one of them, of course. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Brandon Brooks was a name. And I think that makes a lot of sense to look in a different direction. You seem to have yourself somewhat bought into this new lifestyle at the offensive line position with Maialata. You got Dickerson, of course. Isaac Seumalo has been a name earlier this season. We're up in the air with Jason Kelce, but the body language, knowing he's an emotional guy and watching him walk from the field to the locker room after that loss, there was nothing that screamed in his body language that it's going to be done for him and that's the last time we'll see him in an Eagles uniform. You'd think that there would be more of a reaction to that. Now, I talked to Derek Gunn about this, and one of the things he said, and I truly believe it, is once it's creeping into your mind and it crept into your mind at some point, it's already started, and you never know when that aha moment is going to be where you just recognize, hey, it is what it is. This is my calling, and it's time now. Once it's a little bit in your mind, it's coming quicker than you imagine, but, you know, we'll see what that means. But for Brandon Brooks, yeah, probably gone. Anthony Harris. Ronnie McLeod. Steven Nelson with your secondary. Got to get a whole new fresh look. Who else was on there? Jannard Avery, I believe, was on there. There was maybe one other person. I'm just kind of spewing off my head, but I thought it was an interesting piece. And yeah, I mean, he's not wrong, and I agree with a lot of those. Ultimately, to me, when I think about what we just heard, I thought they held it down fairly well, and they held it down in a tone that I can admire, and I like their approach with it all. It seemed they had a game plan for these questions, and they knocked it out of the park in regards to those questions. There's a sense around that, yeah, more likely they're going to keep Jalen Hurts. Now, whether that's true or not, that's what they want the message to be. So from that aspect, I think they landed what they wanted. And it helps them out in future negotiations if there is ever some sort of picking up the phone that happens with another general manager around the league. And there's some sort of, hey, what do you think? Let's go back and forth. You want to move on from Russell Wilson? Well, this is what I have for you. But just keep in mind, it's okay if you walk away. I don't need Russell Wilson. That's what they say. Deep down, they might feel a different way, but that's what they say. And I can't fault them for this being their approach because that's smart. That is what a smart front office would do. They play this mental game with everybody else involved. So I think they like where they're set up right now, and I can't necessarily disagree with that. And by the way, I heard Sirianni go on one of his long, long, long answers because he tends to do that all the time, very passionate about what he's speaking about. He's come a long, long way when it comes to answering these questions and the comfortability. Not that that's surprising. You go back to episode 1 of Sports Talk with Broads and episode 7,000, it seems like, right now. And yeah, there's a lot more comfortability for me sitting in this damn chair and going crazy and screaming into this microphone. But he's come a long way with some of these responses. And yeah, I just think that that's funny as a whole. I'm trying to see if there's much that I missed here. We're going to read some text messages from the Anytime Hotline. There's some things. Sirianni talked about repetition with Jalen Hurts and what needs to, you know, kind of improve with him. And he talks about Rivers, Brady, Breeze. They've seen it all. So they know where they're going to go with the football before the snap happens. And they know what areas they're going to throw the football at before the snap even happens, because they've seen so many different coverages. They've seen so many different defensive coordinators. And that's what I've been stressing for a while now, which is knowledge of the game and being so young compared to being an experienced guy. Why is the accuracy off? Well, footwork. That's sort of a tongue twister there for me. But when you think of, you know, having to make sure your feet are properly set when you're throwing the ball, mechanics, it's all part of that. But what helps out mechanics? It's being comfortable and knowing where the football is going to go before the snap begins. Well, how do you grasp that information to improve? You have a whole window of sample size of a full season for Jalen Hurts to make sure you soak in that info as a sponge. So that's why, like, people say, how can he get better? How can he get better? What do you think he's going to do to improve? It's understanding pre-snap stuff. It's understanding what defensive coordinators throw his way. It's understanding what to do now when players are now standing inside the box. If you're Todd Bowles and you're telling the Buccaneers to stack the box and force him to throw to his left, because it's clear that he significantly is better rolling to the right compared to the left. Well, look, teams are going to force you to do this. You've seen it. We need to attack this part of your game, and that's called growth in sports. Whether he gets to where we want him to get to or not, that's not what we're talking about now. He might not. But you got to know what you need to work on, apply it to your craft, and then see what the results are before you can make the decision on if this is going to work or if this is not going to work. So I like that answer by Sirianni, and it defends everything that I've been saying, which is forget Jalen Hurts. Look at sports as an entirety. The demanding of excellence right from the jump is pretty absurd. There's very few that walk into a league and just say, it's me. And it depends on the position as well and the sport as well. Right? There's a difference between a quarterback doing it and a wide receiver or a running back doing it. There's so much more involved, and it's so much more complex. But Joel Embiid now, compared to Joel Embiid 7 years ago, it's a different Joel Embiid. Go back to Joel Embiid in Kansas. Go look at Joel Embiid now. And that video that Drew Hanlon put out there of him looking at the film of Kevin Durant, of Michael Jordan, of Kobe Bryant, and now you're seeing him doing those same exact moves. It's because there's growth in sports. I know we might be skewed because of Mr. 25 and Ben Simmons, but reality is players do have the determination to excel and expand. So let's see if that's something that can happen. And that's really what I have there for everything else that kind of was touched on. They do like Brandon Graham and feel like there's a role for him next season. They're still evaluating the coaching staff. And that's really kind of where we're at in that regard here. I did hear Seth Joyner on the Farzi show, Mark Farzetta's show, which is fantastic. You should be checking it out on our podcasting platforms and on YouTube as well, the Farzi show. And he talked about there being competition for Jalen Hurts next year. Not that he wouldn't win that, and he would expect Jalen Hurts to still win that battle regardless of what it is. But if there is some sort of veteran guy or veteran presence, just for a little sense of urgency, just for a little tiny bit of doubt if things go wrong, that maybe that individual takes the spot. Even if it's a 3, 4, 5% chance, because let's be realistic, we're going to head into next season with the same thought process now. Like, people wanted Gardner Minshew. It was foolish to play Gardner Minshew because we need to learn about this player. Next year, it's the same mentality. We need to learn about Jalen Hurts. So really, in theory, I know it sounds great, but it'll never probably be a full-on threat enough to make Jalen Hurts feel uncomfortable. Not that that would anyway. We've seen him battle adversity. We've seen him battle mental toughness situations before, whether it was at Alabama or even when he was the backup to Carson Wentz. He handles that type of stuff, at least from the outside. He might deal with it a certain way and just hide that, but he does an extremely good job at it, where just a little sense of urgency might make the focus level tighten and sharpen to an nth degree. That is the difference in some of the results that you are seeing out on the football field. And I'm very fascinated to see how it all shapes up. I'm also fascinated with DeSimone Jewelers. Every single time I walk into their store, they're a family business located in Haddonfield, New Jersey, previously in Jewelers Row. I got Kara's engagement ring from them, and it was the biggest shock she's ever seen when I was on one knee and the size of that diamond where it was shining in her face. She couldn't believe it. And when she saw the price that I paid, she couldn't believe it even more because it was so damn reasonable. And they work with you to get the best design at the most reasonable price you will find in the entire market. Will, Lou, Nick, and Mike, they treat you like you are a DeSimone. You walk into their store and your last name is automatically DeSimone. They provide custom jewelry design, jewelry repairs, appraisals, watch repairs, battery placement, replacement. You name it, they provide it. And if you walk into their store and say, Brode sent me, it's game over. It's game over. They sit down, come with me. Oh, you know Brode? I got you. Come look at this. And they're so passionate and they educate you on what you're purchasing. So there's a connection to the piece that you are buying for your loved one and your significant other. So DeSimoneJewelers.com is the website down below in the description. Make sure you give it a opportunity, check it out, and tell them that Brode sent you. Okay, with that, let's transition into some text messages here from the Anytime Hotline. I'm going to zoom in so I can read them. This is coming from Marty. I won't believe one word Howie says. He has lied so many times before. I don't want to hear about Jalen being the quarterback when you know he is obsessed with Russell Wilson. He is. He is. The reason why they even drafted Jalen Hurts is because they were afraid of missing out like they did in years past when missing Russell Wilson. So no doubt about it. But for me, it's, I do want to hear this. I do want to hear this. I'm opposite from you, Marty, who says, I don't want to hear this. I do. I think that there's a very interesting mind game that's happening. Not so much with Hurts, because I want to make sure that this is very clear. I do believe deep down, the highest probability is what they're laying out. But just in case it doesn't happen, they have set themselves up beautifully for plan B and option B and for them to have power within those negotiations. It's sort of like where they're at now with all these draft picks. I hate the fact that they put themselves in a position where Doug was fired, Carson was moved, right? This whole debacle after winning a Super Bowl where we thought that there would be an area of some serious pushes in the postseason year in and year out. But what they did after that debacle, which they started internally, but they set themselves up for success by landing these draft picks, by trading with Miami, by getting creative with some trades. So, while you start the fire, you put out the fire, the alternative is you start the fire and the fire continues to go on forever and starts burning down trees and there's a wildfire that you can't stop. So, the fact that they did fix it, I have to give them credit. They set themselves up nicely and that's what they're doing right now if they don't keep Jalen Hurts as number one, which is probably, keeping him is probably what's real and what will happen, they have their back covered. And I think that there's value in that when you study how this league works. It's a smart way of handling business. This is coming from Kevin in Maryland. It's the second Maryland texter that we've gotten. I believe Chima is the other one that texts in a lot from Maryland. I love seeing where, you know, there's, because most people think, oh, Philadelphia, West Philly, North Philly, right? You'd be surprised. Longtime Eagles fan living in Baltimore. Always love tuning into the show as it brings me closer to the city of Philly. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. After listening to Howie, I have it settled now, and the direction of the answers felt planned, and I say that in a good way. More or less what I mean is, it seems everyone is on the same wavelength right now. Does this make sense, or does it even matter? Thanks, Broads. No, it makes sense. It makes sense, and obviously to this point, you've listened to what I've been saying, and that's exactly how I feel as well. There's something about them being on the same page, right? They have the same game plan laid out right in front of them, and it doesn't seem all over the map. It doesn't seem crazy. The New York Giants, oh, we're going to fire Gettleman when the season's done, but Daniel Jones and Joe Judge still might be there. And then, oh, Joe Judge, I'm hearing that Joe Judge is still going to be the head coach. Oh, wait a minute, Joe Judge is fired, and now let's start looking at some of these potential hires and start bringing in candidates. I mean, do you see what we got here? Do you see what I'm saying here? So communication didn't seem to happen under Doug Peterson, where Doug was just the major puppet and had no say. And while they might be playing the game and having me fooled, yes, Sirianni looks at Jeffrey Lurie and looks at Howie Roseman, and those two, the front office member, they have more say, the owner and the GM, they have more say than Sirianni does. But it does seem like there's more trust in Sirianni than there ever was with Doug, and that plays a role in this message that we are hearing and this body language and the demeanor and the answers making sense and the answers kind of, you know, just being on that same wavelength as you worded. I think that's a good word to describe it. It matters. It matters. And does that make sense? Yeah, it does. It does. It's not the end all be all. But I'm always, what's on the other side? Because there's a lot of people in this world that's not satisfied with what they have. And that's fine to a degree. It's fine to have a bigger dream, a bigger image, right? Like, you want something, you want the next step in things. You're looking for progression. So you always want to see what is there take that next step in life. And that's fine. I can get behind that. But there are also times where what's on the other side of the door might be worse. And it might not be as better as you think. It might not be as smooth. And let's see right now with where the Eagles go from here and see what they end up doing. But I'm fascinated for sure. We'll take one more from Kyle from Conshohocken. Kyle from Conshohocken. I like that. First time, long time. I love that as well. It's great. I feel the texting option gives some of us who may not want to call in with our voice a chance to reach out about various topics. So I thank you for that. Thanks, Kyle. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's no doubt I've been implementing more text messages as of late because I want to make sure everybody understands out there. I love taking phone calls, and phone calls are awesome. I like working in both, though. I definitely like text messages as well. And yeah, it's definitely an easier option. So I'm glad that you find that accessible for you. I don't care for Sirianni praising Jalen Reagor. That was my first thought. Second, I like their way of thinking. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback we believe in because of the steps taken. Plenty of work to do, but let's surround the coaching staff and some of these other players on the roster with even better players. How can we be upset about that delivered press conference? It's hard for me to. I don't even like looking at Howie, but it wasn't that bad. I agree. I've seen a lot of mixed reviews. The most common reviews from basically listening in was, don't believe a word that they say. And that's fine. I'm not going to push back on you for that. But I want to say, don't go in full throttle with just that. You know, there's other things to take away as well. And I think if I'm just going to lay it out in one sentence, which is something I'm already saying, but I'm just reiterating it. Most likely, Jalen Hurts will be back, and they will surround him with the best possible pieces, with maybe the thought of moving back into next draft, because if he isn't the answer, they have the support system of maybe finding a quarterback there, which they feel better about some of the prospects in that regard. Maybe that's the way they go. So, higher percentage, Jalen Hurts. But yes, Carson Wentz, hand like a glove, fits like a glove, fingers in a glove, whatever it was, that was also just said 1 year ago. So take it for what it is, but let's make sure that you understand. I don't think it's all bullshit. I don't think it's all just crap and garbage. There is still truth in what is being stated as well. So, you know, the most intense reaction is don't believe a word he says. And then the other is, see, he's the guy. I told you all along, he's the guy. They're going to run it back with him. Yeah, probably. But you can't rule out conversations about other QBs. And I'm not against that. I'm not against it. What I want them to do, I want them to run it back and acquire young stud defensive players, hit free agency guys, bring in a veteran wide receiver, the Allen Robinsons, the Calvin Ridleys. I know that's just the path everybody's going down right now. But yeah, I mean, that's sort of where my mind's at. That's what I prefer. But what they do, we'll see. This is going to be a fun ride. That's for damn sure. With that being said, I want to thank everybody so much for hanging out with me today. Thank you guys so much. And I will see you next time.